This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station, ISS, at 4 p.m. Indian time today. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his foot on the International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the U.S., India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. These experiments, developed under a collaboration between ISRO and the Department of Biotechnology with support from NASA, aim to enhance understanding of sustainable life support systems, a crucial aspect of future long-duration space travel. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for their successful docking at the International Space Station. Talking to media, Dr. Singh, highlighting India's crucial role in the mission, the minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition.
No, I think proud also because the fact that this time around India has been entrusted to perform the most critical part of the expedition, the crucial experiments, particularly those related to life sciences, those related to the possibilities of exploring the potential or the probability of habitat at microgravity milieu, whether it's in relation to the microorganisms or the human beings, the various functions and or dysfunctions likely to happen with regard to the human physiology. And this is something which is going to have a very critical bearing on all the future expeditions across the world.
India refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China today. Official sources said India was not satisfied with the language of the joint document as there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. The External Affairs Ministry has said certain member countries could not reach consensus on certain issues and hence the document could not be finalized. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
India wanted concerns on terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country, and therefore the statement was not adopted. But we had participation of our Raksha Mantri. We issued a press release. The press release is very instructive in how we look at threat of terrorism.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the country's rich cultural contributions to health and wellness, emphasizing the growing trend of innovative startups that harmonize age-old traditions with modern scientific approaches. Responding to a post by Mann Ki Baat updates on social media, Mr. Modi said Indian culture offers many ways to remain fit and healthy. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, along with Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, today flagged off Gwalior-Bengaluru Express train. The train will run from Gwalior on every Friday and from Bengaluru on Sunday. The regular service will begin from Bengaluru on 29th June and from Gwalior on 4th July. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Andhra Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Pavan Kalyan today laid the foundation stone for the Akhand Godavari Tourism Project near Pushkar Ghat in Rajamahendravaram. The 94 crore rupee project aims to transform the city into a major spiritual and cultural tourism hub. Shekhawat said the initiative will enhance tourism infrastructure, create around 8,000 jobs and is expected to attract 3.5 million tourists by 2035. The anti-corruption branch of Delhi has registered a case against former health minister Saurabh Bhardwaj and Satendra Jain in connection with large-scale corruption in health infrastructure projects during the AAP-led Delhi government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.